So, I had just wanted to say that before this podcast starts, this one is really old. It's been sitting sort of like in storage for, oh gosh, a little under a year now. And since I haven't made a podcast in literally forever, I decided to just post this one so y'all have something to listen to until I put out my next one, which should be pretty soon. So look forward to that. So yeah, I hope you'll enjoy, and I'm sorry if this one's sort of weird. There was a bunch of technical issues, so I just want to get this one out of storage and out of the way instead of having to re-record it for like the eighth time. All right, well, hope you'll enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to the Fishers and Hunters United podcast. Today we're going to be talking about a lot of just fishing and hunting and some gun control laws and such. Well, we'll see what we get into. And today we have a special guest for the first time. So let's get into things. Right, guys, so here we have our first guest, Trenton Hurst. What's up, man?
Oh, nothing much. Just getting my bow blind ready for deer season here in Texas.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard whenever you're by yourself in the middle of nowhere, and it's like 101 degrees, so.
Oh yeah, I
Well,
know
I'm getting
exactly
there.
how
I'm
you
getting
feel.
ready.
Yeah.
Gotta get
So
ready
how
so
long?
I can get used to
Yeah, how long have you been bow hunting?
Bow hunting for about 2 years.
Pretty nice. And what about just hunting in general?
Oh, hunting in general, I started whenever I was five.
It's pretty nice. All right, so we're just gonna jump in with the first question. How do you feel about the gun laws we have right now?
You know, honest, like they should be taken away because think about it. There's guns that they call assault rifles, like AR-15s and everything like that. But
Yeah.
think about it. Guns that they call assault rifles that shoot like a 223 round, like an AR-15
Yeah.
or a 9mm round. So are those basically assault rifles? And think about it. If you get a golf club or something, or just a block of wood, and you like hit someone for like protection or something,
Would that be
that
cons
basically becomes an assault.
it'll be it, it would it would technically become an assault weapon.
Yes, so I mean, you're gonna take away all of that, or
Yeah,
you know?
it's
So
crazy.
it's not just the gun, because the gun can't pull its own trigger. It has to be the person behind
Like
it.
the guns don't kill people. People kill people is what I tell everybody all the time. Like there's no reason.
Because it's true, like the guns, it's not the gun's fault, it's the person behind it.
Yeah.
You know, that gun can't do anything to make them stop.
Yeah.
It's not a living thing, so.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's just sad that to think that people are getting so mad about it, which it's like some way, like how us, most of the time, that's if we're like cooking dinner and we use meat, it's either because we're butchering one of our cows or we got it from deer hunting.
Yeah. And that's normally
So.
with my actual first buck I shot, I think last season.
Yeah.
We used that meat and it was really nice being able to take and use
It
the
makes you
meat
feel
from an
like, yeah,
it makes you
because like most of the people, oh sorry,
No, you continue. I'm sorry.
because like most of the people, whenever you post like a picture, like oh yeah, I shot a deer today, they're like, how rude, because like that's just an animal just minding its own business. We're not just going out there to shoot it just to post an Instagram picture, you know?
Yeah.
We're going out there because that is to feed our families, and that's how it's been done for years, like just thousands of
Yeah.
years. So it's not like we're just doing it for Instagram pictures, like it's for an
And then
actual
people believe
purpose.
that there's other people that believe like anti-gun
liberals and just those, like, the people that are against guns in general, they make the argument, a lot of them make the argument all the time that the Second Amendment was only created for when it was created. Like, they didn't, like, our founding fathers didn't know that we were going to create such horrible, horrible weapons, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no way they could have. It's just, there's good
and then it's also,
bad people in
but
this
the
world.
Second Amendment states that we have the Second Amendment to protect ourselves from a radical tyranny.
That's right.
And to have a militia to protect against a radical tyrannical government. And so that in itself just kind of defeats one of their biggest arguments. And then even half of the anti-gun people don't understand what it takes to go through to get a gun. Like, it's way harder than they think. Like, they think that it's just walk into a store,
yeah,
buy a gun.
They just think you can go to a store. Yeah, like you just said. Like, they just think it's so easy. No, I mean, like, there's, like, a bunch of stuff, you know, that you have to do.
Like, you've
got to
go through background checks and mental stability checks and...
Yeah, I mean, like, even... Because it was, like, last week or something. I went into the store, and I was going to buy pellet gun pellets because I was going to go rabbit hunting. Like, because I like to, like, skin it. And meat's not really that great right now because it's so hot they can get worms. But, like, I'll use that because we have a lot of coyotes around this area.
Mm-hmm.
And we have
so you're going to use it to, like, trap
so,
them.
And
yeah.
Yeah, we trap them. Like, we'll put, like, little chunks here by that trap. And it's honestly, that meat's not getting wasted because it's going out. It's going for a good purpose because, like, our goats, though, that's, like, basically $2,000 because we have, like, a lot of them. They're miniature goats. And, you know, that's just $2,000 sitting there, and we don't, I mean, do you want to lose $2,000 just to an animal? No, I don't think anybody wants to lose $2,000. So, you know, it's not just because we're going to kill. It's going to a purpose. And then the hides, tan them, maybe. I've only tanned, like, two.
Yeah, and you can... You can use those hides too to, like, tie on flies or, like, to create, like, crafts and stuff. You can just, use basically.
Like a bag or something.
Yeah, or, like, make a custom sheath for a knife. And.
Mm-hmm. See, there's many uses. It's not like you're just going out to kill. It's a purpose. You respect the animal and thank it because it has allowed you to do all those things.
It's basically lit you. It's basically given you the ability to either A, feed your family, or B, to trap animals. And there's so many other things you can use an animal. You can use an animal that you took the life of for.
Because think about it. If God didn't want us to do that to animals, there would be no guns. That wouldn't be in our mind. That wouldn't be our nature. But God put us on this earth to keep balance.
Yeah.
Now, if there's too many of those, like, deer, like, if we didn't hunt
them, would get too overpopulated.
Everybody would be hitting deer on, there would be, like, just overpopulated. Like, there would be zero grass because deer eat a lot of grass, which any animal that eats grass eats a lot of grass because they have to keep that up or else they'll get weak and die. And because God wouldn't have put us and them on this earth if they didn't want us to balance the, you know, like, the system or whatever, and just,
yeah,
I don't know. That's my perspective on it.
Well, I understand.
It's just like, there's a reason.
Yeah, I get what you mean. And so what do you, hold on. What do you feel, like, what would you change about our current gun laws?
Well, I would allow it to be, like, I would actually want it to be instead of being, I think you have to be like 18 or something to buy, to be able to buy.
Your yeah, you have to be guns. 18 in order to be able to buy guns and ammo and all that.
See, on my perspective of that, they're fully not matured yet. So, I mean, I would love to buy my own gun, but I would like that thing to maybe be raised for them to be more mature and not just be like some, you know, kid walking around with a gun, not actually knowing how to use it. And, like, if, like, someone's just, like, playing around and he shoots them, well, then that's basically his fault. Instead of more mature and being like, oh, no, they're just, like, playing or whatever. Like, where they raise the
age. Yeah, but you would, like, you have to also think about, like, when you're, what was I going to say? All right, let's just go back. See, but I would kind of keep it kind of where it is, because that's about the age you get out of high school. And then it's like, I just, to me, it kind of makes sense to keep it where it is, because
right here we have a disagreement, but it's also like, it's people's opinions, you know? So it's not like we're going to be like arguing about it, you know? It's just,
well, I mean, yeah. And yeah, but yeah, I personally would want to keep it where it's at, just for the fact that it, at that point, I believe that you are matured enough to be able to make those decisions and be smart enough not to do stupid stuff.
Yeah, because like for a
Hold up, are you there? You're like breaking up on me real bad. You there? Okay, well, this isn't normal. All right. You there, Trent? I can't hear you. Hello? All right, well, sorry about that. Some technical difficulties. We'll be right back once it's fixed. Yeah. All right, guys, sorry about that. Just a few technical difficulties. All right, so where were we?
We started a whole new thing, Caden.
I know. It was something about the... Not 18. Not the whole gun buying when you're 18 stuff. Where was it?
Oh, yeah. About that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
But,
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you're so... All right, just move on to the next question. So, what would you personally think if the president or the U.S. government in general decided to issue a mandatory buyback?
I don't know what I would think.
You know what that is, right?
A buyback?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it mean, like, stop something or whatever?
It's basically that's a boycott, I think. A buyback.
Oh yeah, boycott.
A buyback.
Like boycotting like guns?
Well, no. But it's sort of like that, but they're basically forcing you to give them your guns. But
oh hell no.
But I think they give you I'm not sure, but I think they give you the money back. I might be wrong on that.
Oh, hell no.
No?
No, because I have a gun that my Uncle Jimmy gave me a month before he died. Mm-hmm. That thing's too precious to me.
Yeah. That's another thing. Is that
he got crushed by a forklift. So.
Really?
Yeah, it was on chains. He was fixing it, and the chain broke and fell on him.
Oh. That's, Yeah.
A little much.
But yeah, that's one of the things, like a lot of guns too are really sentimental to people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of, there really isn't any need to get rid of them.
No. No, if they tried to do that, I would fight.
Yeah. All right, so let's...
I'd be getting so much ammo and shooting the army.
And, all right, so let's move sort of out of the hunting section. Right. You been doing much fishing lately?
No, not lately for me. I feel like because I live by Canyon Lake. We're like 5 minutes from the lake.
Yeah.
And whenever we go to the lake, I mean, I like fish, but it's like there's so much boat action that it's like all those fish can be my stepdad. So then, like, and then it's like late at night whenever we can do it because we go drop them off. But then at that time, honestly, I mean, the bass aren't that active.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know, it's just, it's a hard situation. And there's this lake up by Austin. And apparently, this, my horseshoer, he shoes my horses,
mm-hmm.
like trims their feet and everything. And they go up there fishing a lot. And he caught 2 14-pound bass.
Really?
Yeah, and he said on orange square bills, so I really want to go try that lake out.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I was probably gonna invite 2 guys with me.
So what have you seen the new like the new Guggen, like their new hard plastics that they started like actually producing
I've
selling?
Seen the Rubicon, the Banger. They have spinner baits now.
They have. I thought they were still in the works of spinner baits. I didn't know they were already like out.
No, they're still. They're basically. They're finished. They said because it was at ICAST in Florida, in Orlando, Florida, and they had the frog there. They had the buzz baits, chatter baits, and the spinner baits.
Huh. I was looking online for that Guggen, like, what else they had?
They have square bills, they have rattle traps, and then they have regular crankbaits, they have, like, just regular diving square bills.
And that's all they have right now, and they're working on other stuff?
Yeah, there's one that's called the Mini Recon, the Recon, the Banger, the Mini Banger, and there's like two or three more. The Banger, it goes to 20 feet.
Hmm.
So, which I'm probably going to use that, but in the square bill.
Yeah.
Because he said that they were, he was casting out, like, he would get one and throw, and it would go down to 15, 20 feet and at a trolling up there in that lake by Austin, and he was catching monster bass, so.
Hmm.
Probably going to go do that in a couple months.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
After I get all my Guggen baits and everything.
Yeah. So, how have you been doing with your whole fly fishing stuff?
Honestly, I haven't been fly fishing that much. The last time I was fly fishing is whenever I was at your house.
Yeah.
So, and I also think the last time I went fishing was at your house. So, it's been a while since I've been fishing, but
yeah,
I'm so freaking busy here because I'm training my horse on little stuff and and everything, so.
Yeah. Well, down here anyway, the fishing has just been really, really bad, dude.
It's just so hot. They're all down at the bottom. And then, I mean, honestly, at any place, there's like a bunch of trees and moss and stuff. So you're honestly just going to get caught in that. If you're going to use like the diving baits and stuff that go down deep, you're just going to get caught.
Well, I mean, I'm just talking about using like my fly fishing stuff.
Oh, fly fishing, yeah.
Like for me, it's just been real.
With any fishing, honestly, because me and my dad, we went because I had a roping.
Mm-hmm.
And we got an Airbnb and I had a tank on it. Well, you know, we got there late evening because I said, you know, I want to let it cool down so maybe the bass will start coming up and everything instead of getting so deep. Well, I didn't catch nothing. I was using a popper and they were busting all over the place.
Really?
But I caught one. Yeah, and then
did you catch
it? I think like the week after the ranch we stayed at, kind of feel a little embarrassed. A newbie caught a 5-pound bass out of there.
Really?
In midday, yeah.
Did you catch?
I like 2 or 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you were telling me that there were a smallmouth in that little pond too, right?
Yeah, well, actually, there was 2 ponds connected, but they've been having a drought, so it's really gone down a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had smallmouth and largemouth in there,
so
and catfish.
What all did you catch?
I didn't catch nothing.
Really?
Those were people the weekend after us. Yeah.
And so when you're saying newbie, like he never went fishing before or what?
He's like, that was like his like first or second time ever fishing.
Huh.
And he was using the ugliest looking bait or like weirdest looking bait I've ever seen.
How'd you see it?
And they posted it on their Facebook.
Oh.
Their Facebook's PN Ranch.
PN Ranch?
Yeah, P Bar and Ranch.
Ah.
Yeah, and man, I feel a little embarrassed now because we were talking to the owner about it. She's like, yeah, I know, it must be hard catching them in the day in 100-degree weather. And we were like, yep. And then that shows up, and it's like, dang.
But, I mean, what bait was he using? Like, was it like a diving bait, or was it like a...
No, it was a topwater.
Hmm. That's pretty weird.
Like, yeah, but it was like... I've seen it like one or two times, that type of lure, and I've never honestly thought about throwing it because it looked like it wouldn't catch nothing. And, you know, just, I don't know. I wouldn't use that lure.
What lure was it? Do you remember?
It had like this silver thing on top, and it looked like a bumblebee in the back. And then, like, whenever you popped it, it was like a type of popping lure.
Mm.
And it made this humongous splash, and it was kind of like, felt like, or it looked like overkill in a sense.
Well, I mean, if it makes a splash like that, you would think, like, no matter how hot it is, the fish will come up for that, because that's...
Yeah, but that splash was, like, 2 or 3 feet up in the air, because they had a picture of it with the bass coming up.
Huh. That's cool.
And that thing, and that splash was humongous, and, like, humongous. And, like, to me, you know, I feel like, just personally, that's, like, overkill.
Oh, yeah,
for,
but...
like, a splash.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
hey, up to him, you know. That's like my personal best, 5 pounds.
Really?
5.5. I don't know. It's between 5.5 or 6 pounds. I swear it's 6, but my uncle said it was like 5.5, 5.75.
Well, yeah, just recently I beat my personal best a few days ago. I mean,
nice.
It was
like 6.5 pounds, 6 pounds.
What?
Yeah, the fish you caught.
It was 6 pounds, 7 ounces.
Mm.
Which, yeah, out of the
nice.
Out of the little tank that we fish at, that's pretty, like, massive.
That's pretty good.
That's like,
but hey, I mean, as long as it's a good habitat and there's plenty of, you know, like, little fish that it can eat,
mm-hmm.
that just goes to show it doesn't matter how big or small your pond is. If it is a good habitat, like, environment, and it has plenty of minnows and stuff and, like, bluegill, it's a perfect habitat for big bass to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All these people think, like, oh, they need a freaking, like basically lake just to have 5 and 6 pounders in it.
I mean,
my personal best, I caught it in a neighborhood pond.
Yeah, and it's not, you don't always need, like, oh, the biggest pond Lure. To get the biggest fish.
Yeah.
And I mean, but the whole theory is true. Like, the bigger the lure you have, the bigger the fish you're gonna catch. Like, that's just sort of common sense. But I caught my PB on a small, like, I want to say, can't remember what the weight was, but it was a jig head. It was kind of a bigger jig head with one of those like grub bodies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it wasn't like small. It was mm-hmm. a decent size, but I mean, it was small enough where I could catch anything from like a 1 pound bass all the way up to that.
Yeah, what I call my person was one of them. It's a paddle tail swim bait.
Mm-hmm.
But it has like the weight in the front of the head and the hook coming out on top.
Like, yeah.
It's like 3 inches long or whatever, and I caught my PB on that.
Yeah.
But like once my dad, because he's got a new job and he's gonna make more money.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wants to get property or whatever and, like, get, like, a little cabin or something and have a big, big pond on it.
Because mm-hmm.
he wants to stock it with, like, a lot of fish. He said he wants to get, like, a biologist-type deal guy out there to show him, like, what chemicals and stuff he needs, what makes better. And he wants to put shiner, bluegill, catfish, smallmouth bass, and largies.
I mean, yeah, that's not a bad idea. One of my closest friends, I went fishing down at his place earlier this summer, I think, so sort of like right around the beginning of summer.
Mm-hmm.
And all he has in his tank are shiners, bluegill, and catfish. He used to have like a bunch of bass, but they like all died or the catfish ate them all. But the catfish were like massive. And then just recently, I'd say like a month or so ago, he stocked it with, he put some bass in it, so.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. You don't want too much predator fish like the catfish, because those, if a catfish gets up around to 30, 50 pounds, you know, they could swallow a 2-1 pound bass, you know? So it's like you kind of want to downsize on that if you're going to want your bass population and other smaller stuff to gain up.
Yeah.
Less predator, bigger predators out and let the littler, like, kind of predators, like 2-3 pound bass come in and stuff.
I mean, yeah.
Don't take all the catfish out, but just take a couple, you know?
Like some of the bigger ones.
Yeah, some of the bigger ones and, like, you can even go, like, take it to, like, a different, like, lake or something.
Like, a different location.
Yeah, just, like, relocate it.
But, I mean, of course, you have to check to see if that's even legal. Because in a lot of places, you can't.
You can't use the water from that, wherever you caught it from. You can't use water from that because water in there can be contaminated. And if you go dump that into other lake, it can spread.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of lakes you can't, like, take and catch a grass carp in your pond and put it in. A massive lake. Like, you can't do that. And
no.
I know in some, I can't remember what state it was, but there's a few other states where you can't, like, if you catch a tilapia there, yeah, you have to, like, take and, like, kill it, basically. Because mm-hmm. they're an invasive species. where they're in that state. They're like an invasive species in that state, so they have to take and kill it.
Yeah.
Or like use it to...
That's like buffalo carp.
Yeah. Like buffalo carp and grass carp are invasive species and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you don't want a lot of buffalo carp in your pond or like lake or whatever, because they'll like devour everything and overpopulate it. I mean, like grass carp, if you're gonna have like 3 or 4 in it, you know, that's good because they're not eating the fish and stuff and
they're making, eating
like indentions to the side. They're eating the weeds and everything, you know.
They're eating all the stuff that you don't want in there.
Yeah, because like you don't want so much weeds because all those weeds can take up oxygen from the fish. And all those fish will die because they don't have enough oxygen.
Well, you need some weeds in there to, like, give the fish oxygen. Like, I don't think...
Well, yes. You need... Of course, you need some protection from...
What was that? You there? Trent. All right, well, that was weird. Well, while we're waiting, how was y'all's day? Mine was good, pretty good. Tiring. You there, Trent? All right, well, Trent, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here. It was breaking up.
Yeah, that's what it was. All right, we're back. All right, so, yeah. Like we were saying, the weeds, they'll, like, they give protection, but I always thought that they also, like, gave, dispersed oxygen into the water.
No, that is lily pads, and there's some other type of one that's in Florida. You can get, like, just off of trees, and they're, like, perfect for your pond because, like, they produce so much. Remember something else.
Yeah. Oh. So yeah, that's
So do you want to talk?
Huh? What's up? Where are you at, dude? Because you're like breaking up real bad.
I told you I'm sitting on my deer blind.
Yeah. All right. So what are you saying?
I'm saying, like, what are your... This is a question. What are your favorite lures to use during the summer?
Are you asking me, or...?
Yes, I'm asking you.
My favorites to use for the summer are a lot of, like, topwater poppers and, like, either real high up or real down low.
Yeah.
That's what I like to use, like... I also use a lot of, like, lizard imitation, like, baits.
Yeah, like, you know, my favorites are swim baits. They've always been my favorite, though, just to throw is swim baits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I just like them. You know, they're...
And they give off a pretty good, imitation
like
of,
savage deer, lures.
Yeah.
Theirs are pretty good, And also, like, another thing, some swim baits, honestly, like, they're expensive, you know? That's like, also, like, a downfall if you want to start, like, swim bait fishing. And you want, like, something that's, like, good, that actually looks like real live.
Like, a real live bait fish. Like, one of those hard plastic, like, jointed baits.
Yeah, I really want one of those. There's this trout one that's, like, I think, like, 10 inches or something. But... I really want it, but it's $249.
Why would you want a 10-inch jointed swim bait? And Jesus. That's massive.
Because, no, you should see what people are catching off of them in lakes around me. I follow this website, or this, like, Facebook page, and they're using jointed swim baits. And one, and this guy, he and his son had both. They only took those out. And they caught 5 8-pound bass on them. 8 and 7-pound bass. Yeah. So it's like, you're going to catch, like, I know, like, it might sound like overkill, but it also depends where you're fishing. You know, like, you know, that 6-pound bass you caught could have eaten that lure. I mean, it might have been too big, but still, he would at least tried. Because I've seen that, like, they have, like, perch ones that are, like, 4 inches wide and, like, 5 inches long. And they have these, like, 4 and 5 and 6 pound bass just devouring.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and if you go check out on YouTube, look up the Swim Bait Kid. He caught it. I think it was like a 13 black bass.
Mm-hmm.
And they can pull out some big fish.
What was he using?
He was using him and his friends love fishing, and they have a group. It's called the Swim Bait Club because, like, all they use is swim baits and stuff. And he caught the 13-pound black bass.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
That's one of my favorite lures.
So. Let's go touch a bit back into the hunting. What's one of the?
All right.
Sure, can you can you throw a few questions my way.
So, what is your favorite cow?
Like, for what? Like, for deer hunting? Deer hunting. Or?
Yeah, your favorite caliber.
I would, like, use a lot of, I really like to use the 243. Just, I don't know, I just really like to use the 243 caliber.
In general.
Hey, you're breaking up pretty bad, man.
Am I?
You there? Yeah, you're breaking up, like, super bad.
Rolling in. End it off here.
All right, well, like I was saying, we've been having some really weird, like, feedback issues and connection issues. So that's probably it from him for another little while, but I want to ask you guys a quick question. What do y'all like to, like, hunt for and just all around, like, hunt for? Like, what do y'all like to shoot? Like, what guns you like to shoot and just kind of stuff like that. Like, what do you like to shoot and stuff? And also, what are your favorite summertime baits? I want to ask you those questions. All right.